Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lori.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie.
So today we're going to talk about, I guess I would call it, or, you know, we were kind of talking about what to name it, but our like Leslie's journey and my journey with like being introduced to human design, and then just try to talk about a few things that have been like impactful for us to understand about ourselves, like through our human design chart. And then I think we're going to talk a little bit what got us into wanting to basically, you know, either teach or coach or mentor people with, you know, what we've learned from studying human design. So my journey started about maybe 4.5 years ago when I was introduced to human design. And up until that point, I always had an interest in astrology. So I'm not talking about your sun sign and, you know, stuff like that, because there's a lot more to it than that. But it always fascinated me, you know, and even when I meet people, I don't know, I probably didn't do this to you, Leslie, but maybe I already knew what your birthday was because we were in that human design class together.
Yeah, we were.
But when I meet people and it's a lot of people probably think it's kind of weird, but I'll just be I'm not saying right off the bat, but after talking to him for a little while, you know, and maybe not necessarily the first conversation, but it'll always come up somewhere along the way. What's your birthday? You know, when were you born?
Uh-huh.
You know, because I'm curious, you know, and then, you know.
And so I'm trying to guess.
Yeah. Or, you know, even a sneakier way sometimes, maybe a neighbor or something, I'll look at a month on their license plate and, you know what I mean? So it's I know, I look at it, so they're either a Leo or a Virgo. You know, but then, like I said, there's so much more to it than that. But actually the human design I got, and I had never heard of it. Isn't that crazy? I had never heard of it. You know, I was talking to, he was actually one of my business coaches, and I think February. So I knew his birthday was coming up in March, and I was like, oh, you're a Pisces, you know? And then we started talking a little bit about astrology, and he's like, hey, have you ever heard of human design? And I was like, what? And he's like human design. And I was like, no, what is it? So he, you know, kind of told me a little bit about it when we got off the phone. This is the manifesting generator in me. I was on it. I was oh my God, I got to find out about this stuff. And I was you know, researching all this stuff. And then I ended up taking a class through IHDS. And actually that was where I met Leslie. Leslie and I were in that class together. So do you want to talk about how, cause you got introduced to it, over, I think about 20 years ago, right?
Yeah. And similar, because it was a girlfriend and she's kind of, you know, we've done many different modalities and retreats and we were always, you know, seeking out the next thing. And she brought it to my attention. Have you heard of human design? I just printed my chart and oh my gosh. And so, same thing, went down the rabbit hole. It's like, oh my gosh, there's just that when you see your chart, there's just this pull and this resonance, and just, you just want to know more. I mean, it's fascinating, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of how I started. And I didn't start right off the bat with IHDS. I was dabbling with other people in it. And then same about 4.5 years ago with you, I'm like, okay, if I'm going to really study this to the degree I want to, I went ahead and got into IHDS.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I was going to say too, okay, so when I, after that, when I first found out about it, so I scheduled a reading with somebody who did, and I had already started reading into it, you know, and so I knew that there was, I don't know, I was expecting when we did the session, I guess it was a human design reading by an analyst who had been trained through IHDS. And I, all she did was talk about a couple of basic things that are important. They're important. They're very foundational, but I was I wanted more. And I was disappointed, after, you know what I mean? Cause I was that's it, you know? And, yeah, I did. I wanted more from that. So, but when you first found out that you were a manifesting generator, what did you think? Did that, you know, did it?
Yeah, it made a lot of sense. Okay. It did make sense. Yep. And especially, you know, I have four motors. So just, you know, generators have a lot of energy, right? So that made sense to me, just kind of the way, you know, like I moved through life. It really clicked. How about you? I mean, did it just,
I like when I was like respond, I was like, what the heck does that mean? You know, like, yeah. like how, it was like, it didn't really make sense, you know? And I, you know, because I guess, and it's probably the way a lot of people look at it when they're first learning about human design, it's like, okay, like what? Like you just sit there and like, you wait for things mm-hmm. to come, you're going to respond. I mean, how does that work? And so, you know, as I, you know, continued my journey with it and learning more about it, you know, I started to understand that basically what it means for a generator is that you do the things that you enjoy doing. Everybody has to do things in life. I mean, obviously, you know, there are things that we have to do and things that we enjoy doing, but if you understand your aura, so the aura for a generator is that it's open and enveloping. So if you're following your strategy and authority and not trying to go out there and make things happen, but rather doing, you know, just living life, the things that are right for you are going to come to you, you know, and mm-hmm. you're going to know what's right when you're in alignment. So yeah.
And that takes a lot of trust and patience.
It does. And it's something that you have to, you know, it's like you can't, you know, go and have like a reading from somebody that's okay, you need to wait to respond. And they're like, okay, yeah, okay. So that's mm-hmm. knowledge. That's knowledge. That's something that you're, you know, that you're being told, but it's like, okay, you've got to like experience it and like pay attention and like, how does that, you know, play out in my life? And like, what does that mean? And, you know, and then you've got like the, you know, your authority type is going to be different because for you and me, I mean, you know, they're a manifesting generator can have either emotional or sacral authority. So that's, you know, that makes them different, mm-hmm. you know, depending on their authority type.
Right. And I think the biggest piece was me is giving myself permission to kind of do the wait with the emotional authority.
Yes.
Because I would jump, you know, here's a manifesting generator. We want to do things. We want to move. We want to go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. And so when things would present itself, I would jump on the train like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I don't do anything in a response like that. Yeah. First, if I'm, you know, want to manifest something or I want to bring something in, I'll, you know, say it out loud or whatever. And then I really do wait mm-hmm. for that to show up. But it doesn't mean just because it shows up the next day or in a month that it's the correct thing for me. So mm-hmm. that's still been a trial and error. And now it's like, okay, I get this. It's like you really have to emotionally go through that wave, feel it out and just see what comes forward. And it still might take a while, and that's where the patience and the timing and all that comes, you know, forward. And just to really, it's hard to slow down. I mean, our design, especially I got four motors. It's like I want to go, 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 go.
Me too.
So it's been an interesting, but really also kind of freeing. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I use it all the time. I'm like, oh, let me sleep on that. I mean, it could be as simple as, you know, taking a trip with someone or going up north with someone. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, and then, you know, it'll come to me, you know, whatever reason, you know, that I am or I am not supposed to, but, and to trust it. There's the mm-hmm. other piece. Trust it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, that authority, I mean, it has to do with the things that are going to be like the most impactful. Like I know like for, you know what I mean? Like the bigger decisions, because I mean, it's like throughout the day, I mean, throughout, you know, days and weeks, I mean, it's like, we're going to have all these decisions that we have to make, and it can be like, oh, what are you going to eat for dinner? Let me think about it tonight and I'll let you know tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't, you know, let me ride my wave, you know, but like the bigger decisions, you know, like an opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, to move to a new place or to, you know, start a new job or something like that. But like, I know like we were talking too, like about, okay, so like being a manifesting generator, like the difference between that and a like a pure generator is that, you know, it's like you get the response and it's like immediate, you know what I mean? Like where a generator could be, you know, you get the response, and then like to actually put it into action, it might be a little bit slower. Like for me, I mean, it's like when I get like something at work or something like that, like I, you know, my manager would call me in my office. He's like, okay, Lori, we want you to, you know, work on this. And I'm like, boom, I'm on it. Like not in front mm-hmm. of him. But I mean, it's like, I'm taking notes and it's like, I walk out the door. It's like, man, I'm on it. You know?
Right. And it's that connection to the throat.
So
we got the ability to do that.
Yeah. But,
yeah, that is pretty interesting because I've worked with a lot of generators and they have a lot of sustainable energy and they can do it, but there is like this pause. They're just not as quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know,
but
and
they
then
get
like,
it done.
Yeah. And then we were going to talk too, like about like, okay. So we talked about like authority and then our type, but like for you, like what were some, like with your chart that would have been some like really impactful things that, you know, cause everybody, like you can have a bunch of different generators, you know, a bunch of different projectors or whatever, but they're going to have all these variations to who they are. You know what I mean? It's like, they're going to be different in a lot of ways too, you know? So like in your chart, like what do you think are some of the things that have been the most impactful, like to find out like about yourself?
Triple split.
Yeah.
So I'm a triple split, and it's amazing how I can feel those three different parts of self.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take me longer to synthesize things. So my emotions do not get to the throat. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one of my islands is the will center and the solar plexus. So I do take a long time to process my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the head and ajna defined too. So it's like, I know when I'm up in that head and I'm reeling on, you know, it's the 6447. So I'm reeling in the past, right? And I'm trying to figure it out. And then the emotions. And then it's amazing, like, you know, if I get around people or if I'm just driving down the road, the clarity that can come in from my emotions, because people, as they're passing me, they're hooking me up within the auric fields.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then just like learning new things, it takes me a little bit longer because I'm synthesizing and trying to get all three parts of me to connect and align with the information that I'm receiving. I think that was the biggest one, just because I could so, once it was described what was happening with my energy field, it was just like all these light bulbs came on in so many different scenarios. And that was very, very helpful. So how about you?
I'll talk about myself in just a second, but like I was going to say, my husband's a triple split. I think I told you that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a triple split. And like what you were talking about, like that's part of it. But then also another part of it is like having to have time to like disconnect from like energy from other people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause you've told me that there are times when you just need to like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, maybe. You don't remember. Maybe you don't remember us talking about it.
I don't. But really? I have the 40 and the sun sign. So I kind of always think it's that. I guess I don't put it in the context of the triple. But, you know, for your husband, you know, there's all these different aspects of the chart that kind of can be similar. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think things work with us because I'm like, you know, like it's like I can just, you know, I mean, we're actually like really compatible. But, you know, it's like I can sense when, you know, it's. I mean, he just needs time or whatever. And,
yeah.
But anyway, okay. So for myself, gosh, okay. Well, like the 4-6, I mean, we've talked about that in other episodes. I mean, that's definitely true. Like the, especially the friendly part of it, you know, I'm just like, I don't know. Oh, hi, how you doing? Hey, how's it going? You know, I don't mean like in a, it's just, I like people. I like being around people. So I was going to say, okay. So for me, like, having my son in an undefined center is very interesting. Like when I read this and I read it to you before I actually gave you, I sent it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is something that is from Ra and Richard Rudd. So this is what it says about the sun being in an undefined center. Whenever you see the sun, either conscious or unconscious, in an undefined center, it is as though this person's light is locked up in a room with all the shutters closed. This can create all kinds of problems in life for such people. That's interesting. The reason for this is because these people cannot find consistent access to 70% of who they are. They are dependent on others and on planetary conditioning to define the gate. Thus, the seduction of the harmonic gate is huge because that person hooks them up to their inner light. So, like, I was thinking about, I don't know, you know, like, I mean, I guess it would depend on, like, who I was around. But, like, I know, like, I told you this before, like, I don't mind being by myself to a point, you know, like, because especially if I'm working on something, trying to get something done, I can be, you know, like, very involved in what I'm doing. And so it's like I'm not paying attention to what's going on around me. But, like, I get, it's like, I don't like spending too much time by myself. Like, I get kind of like bratty, like, no, I don't mean like outwardly, but like in my head, it's like, I just like it. It's like, I just like being around people, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, I was thinking about like how, like that's probably part of what it is, you know, like just where it makes sure. me feel more alive. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. when I get that, because I mean, the sun's an important planet in our chart, you know, it's one of right. the, you know, I mean, it's one of the like dominant, I mean, it is probably, I don't know if I would say it's the most important, but it is, it's up there, you know, that and the mm-hmm. earth, and, you know, I mean, then you've got the moon, Mercury, you know, Venus, the inner planets, you know, they're significant, but yeah, I mean, does that make sense? Like, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That would be interesting, an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Because my sun and earth are, defined, and they define the two centers. And uh-huh. so it's like, I so get that emotional center. I mean, it's uh-huh. just, it's pretty prominent in my chart. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, for me, I mean, it's like when I'm around other people, I feel more alive. I feel more energized mm-hmm. when I'm around other people. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
You would, so. That would, yeah. Connect you. In yeah. a way you don't feel when you're alone. Where I, you know, I love being alone. Yeah. But I have that 40, right? So it's like, that's where I get my contemplation time in. I just, you know, yeah, I like it. So interesting.
Yeah. So you were talking about, okay, so like one of your like energy connections that creates a triple split is like where the solar plexus is, it doesn't connect to the throat. So like mine goes from the solar plexus through the sacral to the throat. So it's like, mm-hmm. boom. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So you're very conscious of your emotions, where for the longest time, I mean, most of first half of my life was, I didn't even know my emotions. Like mm-hmm. I didn't know, like, am I upset? Am I angry? What do I think about this? Well, I don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. it was like crazy. And now it's like, you know, I can kind of contemplate and go, okay, this upset me. Okay. Yes. I'm very sensitive about this. You know, it just kind of, as we get older, we learn and can compress and, you know, can process that. But I'm also connected from the root, the sacral, the G to the throat. And so that center, that alignment within self is very strong. And that's mm-hmm. probably where I tend to go. Yeah, and feel the most confident mm-hmm. in, you know, yep. that presence. So,
yeah,
and that response. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, well, your emotional authority, like the channel that defines it, is it individual?
Nope, it's tribal. 40-37. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, the reason why, because mine's a 59-6, because my, like, my waves are like, they're not like erratic or like real high up, real, you know, real high up or down.
Right.
They're kind of, it's kind of more of an even thing. Yeah. And so that's interesting too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's kind of ratcheting and then I explode. And, mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you know, it's like, okay, there it is again. Okay, there it is. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I've had it.
That's enough.
And I, you know, I have, it's interesting to witness. It's like, oh my gosh, yes, that is what I do. You know, and it's probably, you know, when a transit comes through or I'm, you know, my son has a 35-36, you know, so it's kind of like, okay, that gets right to the throat and I'm around mm-hmm. him. All of a sudden I feel fiery and it's coming out.
Yeah. Look out, Leslie's on fire. Yeah.
But, you know, then there's that knowing and can kind of keep it in check, right? So it's mm-hmm. like, okay, and find the, okay, yep, this has been bothering me. Here it is. You know, take a look at it. Process it before you explode and project onto everyone around you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's definitely interesting. I mean, there are just like so many different parts of the chart and how they, you know, just, I don't know how they work within the chart and then, you know, mm-hmm. just like with planetary transits and with, you know, other people that we connect to and stuff like that. But it is, it's very, very fascinating. So yeah, Leslie and I took a couple classes together through IHDS and then we've, I, I also took, I got certified through another program. It's been an interesting experience. I mean, I think that like I went back to trying to, to learn things from like raw, because that's where, I mean, not that I don't know, I want to be careful with what I say, but just that was where, that's probably like the purest. Like, I think there are a lot of people out there teaching it. I shouldn't say a lot of people, but there are some people out there teaching it who have like their own spin on it. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, I mean, obviously like when you're learning something, you're going to have your own, you're going to learn it. You're going to process it in your own way. And you're going to have your own way of explaining it. But there are also people who kind of change things up. And like, I want it to be like, were the purest form of human design I wanted to study, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. At least get the
basics,
original.
The basics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then. Yeah.
Because it is a system that you get all the information, but then it's for you to really unravel that information according to your chart. Because there's, you know, someone even giving you a session can give you information, but it's you to kind of experience it in your own way to really understand it. Because information is just information, right?
That's exactly true. Yeah. And yeah. I was thinking about that. Because you and I, we'll do group coaching for human design or like one-to-one mentoring. So mm-hmm. like for myself, okay. Like I was thinking, I don't particularly like to just do like a reading, you know, like a one-time mm-hmm. thing, because I think it's right there. Like what you said about it being just information and, you know, it's like, I don't know, like I know how I felt like when I was done with that session and, I wouldn't want somebody to feel that way with me. It's like, okay, you gave me all this information. Now what? You know? So like if you're doing coaching with them, I wanted to read something. I've read this to you before, Leslie, like the difference between, cause I don't know. It's like there is a difference between coaching and mentoring, but this is something, and I didn't write this, but it said that a mentor is someone who shares their knowledge, skills and or experience to help another person develop and grow. That's where my heart is really. And then a coach is someone who provides guidance to a client on their goals and helps them reach the full potential. So, you know, we've got like two different things that we do. Oh my gosh, stutter, Lori. I know for myself, like my heart is really more like in the mentoring part of it, because I like working with people one-on-one and like to be like, I don't know, like, cause I was thinking back, like, I, you know, like even when I was a kid, this is so dumb, but when I was a kid, I was like in maybe third or fourth grade and I had this chalkboard and I would like in my bedroom, like I would pretend like I was a teacher and like I would, and that's not, you know, mentoring, but that would be like for a classroom, but like where I was a teacher and teaching. And so I enjoy teaching and I enjoy teaching as far, and I think that part of it, well, gate 33, my moon's in gate 33 and the moon is like, it's a planet that drives you. It's like the things that drive you. So like teaching is something that drives me. It could be kids, it could be anything, to where like if somebody wants to understand something and I can explain it to them, I can bring myself down to their level and try to explain it to them. Like it's important to me to be able, like if they want to understand, for me to try to help them understand. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Yeah. So just giving someone information isn't really going to nurture their growth. Right.
No.
So I mean, that's kind of been my drive to do this too. So it's like, I want to give people the information, but then I want them to contemplate on it. Then, you know, then we can kind of go over it and put it in the context of what's happening in their life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my chart is a lot about, soul connection and transitions. Mm-hmm. So life is all about transitions, right? So how can you, you know, step into these transitions with grace and ease? And then, you know, how can I help nurture the growth? Because all transitions or change are about growth.
Mm-hmm.
So then how can we fulfill that for you?
Right.
And support you. And we're both tribal, right? And it's about supporting others.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was thinking too, like one thing we haven't even touched on with any of the podcast episodes that we've done up to this point, but like the incarnation cross is super important too, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, people thinking, you know, like, well, I'm a generator and you're a generator. And like, why are we so different? You know, that's because there are so many, every chart is unique. I mean, every chart is different. And there are so many different things that are going to like, they're not going to change the, you know, this, the fact that you're a generator, but the way that you're defined is going to be like, it's going to just be, I don't know. I don't know how would you explain
well,
it? Like,
it's synthesizing the whole chart.
Yeah.
And then that whole aspect is of you. So, you know, what they say about the incarnation crosses is that's our, we don't get to experience that unless we are living our full design.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not waiting to respond and you're getting frustrated and, you know, all these different aspects of, we're just talking about generator, you're not going to get to the point where you get to actually live out that incarnation cross, which mm-hmm. is, you know, why you've come and your expression, you know, your fullest expression. So that's why, you know, the foundational stuff is really important. And then you dive into the little, little other details of the chart, and then you're synthesizing that all together to fully understand. I mean, it's, you know, it's a mastery of yourself. So it's mm-hmm. not like you're going to, you know, download all this information and 3 months later, boom, there you are. I mean, it's going to be a lifelong, you know.
Oh, it definitely is. Yep.
Study yeah. and just contemplating different areas, and every scenario is going to be different. And how your body reacts and your emotions and how your mind is, you know, bringing you down different rabbit holes. And it's a whole lot, but
yeah.
that's why we're here.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're getting kind of lengthy
yeah.
here. So you
okay.
got ready to wrap things up?
Sure.
So, okay. So thanks so much for joining us today. In our next episode, Leslie, we don't know yet, do we? What should we do? Actually,
we do.
We have a guest.
Yeah,
we have
mm-hmm.
a guest that we're going to be interviewing. But we'll, yeah, I don't, we'll just keep it, you know, we'll let them know when we release the episode, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's going to be one of the ones that where it's beyond the HD. And like I said last time when we did the episode, is that the reason why we picked the, Human Design and Beyond is because both of us have interests in other things that are, they're not like directly related to human design, but they're interesting to us. And they're kind of like in the same, I don't know, like they're, it's
genre
like,
of
yeah,
discovery.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, if you like this, you know, chances are you might like this, like, you know, things like feng shui, you know, even things like yoga and meditation, you know, personal growth,
right.
things like that. You know, they're just all kind of like in the same pot of, you know, things that, you know, understanding things about ourselves and trying to be the best version of ourselves and things like that. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So if you'd like to see the show notes for today's podcast, you can find them on our website at www.alignandachievebydesign.com. The show notes will be listed under podcast episode 40. Wow, Leslie, episode 40. Woo!
I know. Wow.
All right. So, if you'd like to join us as we continue our exploration I don't know when we'll start the next series, because we have some ideas for a new series, but we just wanted to kind of just do some things a little bit differently for a little while, because I think, I don't know, it's like, it gets kind of redundant for us sometimes, don't you think? Like where it's more like teaching material than, you know, like where we're just kind of expressing ourselves and, yeah.
Let's
so we just
kind of see who we are too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast, and thanks again, and have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.